consultation, not on Mr. Patient is a year-old referred to me for osteopenia. And since his last visit, I added, he has been on calcium supplements. I added to that Fosamax. Patient, I requested a 24-hour urine and osteocalcin. He is a severe COPD patient. Him or his wife does not recall ever requiring any steroids. But his most recent labs, which were reviewed, reveal calcium 10, normal, TSH 1.31, normal, osteocalcin suppressed at 2.6, indicating decreased bone turnover. And patient has not had any PTH done. It'll be done next time. His 24-hour urine for calcium was 250, but his phosphorus was 400 milligrams, indicating low phosphorus excretion. Osteocalcin is the clincher and has been on Fosamax for 2 months. He may be a candidate for teriparatide, and it is non-formulary. I would request the pharmacy committee to consider that, since he is a high risk for broken fractures. Patient also, since his last visit, ended up in a hospital for cardiac reason. They wanted to do angioplasty, but could not go through the groin femoral, so they had to do embolectomy on both sides, atherectomy, and angioplasty. He is walking, feeling fairly well otherwise. Vitals normal, head nomosophily, nose normal, throat clear, teeth, tongue, gums normal, neck supple, chest normal shape, symmetrical with good expansion, lungs clear on auscultation, heart regular rhythm, no murmurs, abdomen soft, non-tender, no hepatosplenomegaly. Joints normal, peripheral pulsations normal, skin normal. Extremities, no edema. Neurological, cranials intact, motor sensory normal, reflexes normal. Impression, osteoporosis, other associated conditions like type 2 diabetes, history of severe smoking before COPD. Plan, he might need cycling of parathyroid hormone along with biphosphonates and calcium supplements to help his bone regeneration. Patient to be seen and followed.